Long ago, when there were giants in the land, people of Oklahoma University went down to Dallas to play Texas. Remember one day, on a Sunday afternoon, when the game was tight and the crowd was raucous, there was a fine hit and the man went down. And the one who tackled him stretched forth his hand to, so we thought, pick him up. But as he was on his way, pulling him to his feet, he let go, and he fell down a second time. The crowd roared its approval and disapproval. Well, such was it once between Oklahoma and Texas, when it made a difference. But it is not so with Christ. When the Son of Man incarnate comes out of the water of baptism and bears upon his head the chrism of the Holy Spirit, he guides us into a new way of peace and a new life. It is a new Sabbath. When the writer of Deuteronomy speaks of the Sabbath law, he connects, as the scriptures always do, creation and redemption. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And in doing so, remember that on 6 days you shall work, but on that seventh you shall not. And remember also that time when God brought you up out of the land of Egypt, the place of your bondage. And so it was in the person of this incarnate one, our Lord and Savior, yes, our example and our standard. We are called to do as he did, but first after stretching out our hand. One of my favorite old preachers, Maximus of Turin, tells us that the withered hand of this man in our story was no other hand than the hand of Adam and Eve, stretching out for sin and death. A hand that has always been stretched out for harm, but a hand that also stretches out in unbelief. That withered hand, Maximus reminds us, is the extension of our own mortal flesh, bound to sin, death, and the devil. When we gather here in a week like we now gather, we here have but one, from our mind, one purpose: to delight in the God who knows us in the flesh and can grab us, as it were, hand by hand. The solidity, if you will, of an eternal handshake that is to lift us up from the dust and at the same time to imbue us with his own Holy Spirit. We are pleased to see again so many friends, so many former students, and also many new faces that we hope to get to know. And in our one common voice and our one common consideration this week, it is the man Jesus, the one who stretches forth his own whole hand, that we praise, that we think about, that we reflect upon And finally, that we stretch out our own withered hand too.